Okay, panelists, time to answer some questions about the week's news. And we're starting with a segment we call...
Does this barrel make my butt look big?
In which wait makes light of the ongoing financial apocalypse. Adam, things are hard. You know how hard things are?
How hard are they, Peter?
They're this hard, Adam. The Wall Street Journal reported that as many as 80% of wealthy men have decided they have to cut back their spending on what?
Oh, geez. Boy, times are hard.
Times are so hard.
Oh, these are hard times, buddy.
Hard times.
Those Viagra pills.
No. You're getting close. I'll give you a hint. The idea is, like, instead of, say, new lingerie, they'll just get the old stuff the wives don't want anymore.
Men are spending less
on their
ooh, mistresses.
Ooh. Yes. Yes, their mistresses. A survey.
Where do you get a statistic like that?
The Wall Street Journal, my friend.
Where do they get a statistic?
The Daily
like
Diary of the American Dream.
The Wall Street has streetwalkers.
It's true. A survey by a market research firm that specializes in wealthy people. They surveyed private...
Hello, wealthy sir. Can I ask you about your mistress? Why, certainly, my good man. Ask away, but I warn you, I'm spending about 80% less these days on her than I used to. Oh, how does this work?
So,
would you like to know about any other indiscretions I've heard? Well, sir, we would like to ask you about embezzlement. Oh, a good question indeed.
That's actually more or less what happened. They allowed these people to fill out to respond anonymously to this market research thing about their buying habits. And one of the questions was, have you conducted an extramarital affair? And those that admitted to it said yes, you know, like, you know, everybody's suffering, so Buffy there is going to have to do without some bling this year.
So
now, oddly, this is the thing, though. Only 20% of the women who admitted to having long-term boy toys, only 20% of them said they'd be cutting back on the expenses. One wealthy woman explained, quote, "It's not like I have to give him much in the first place. He's a guy. He puts out if I give him a Wendy's cheeseburger and a large Frosty."